Thank you very much, Chairperson, and a very good morning, Excellencies, distinguished colleagues. First of all, our congratulations. I was going to congratulate you under the general debate, but let's start with the positive note and congratulate you on your appointment at this stage. And I can reassure you that you do enjoy the support of my country to steer our debates home to a safe harbour. I take the floor now very briefly because delegations who spoke before me have explained very eloquently their views, and we'd just like to put our position on the record. Panama advocates for all disarmament and arms control fora being open, transparent and inclusive. Therefore, we firmly support participation of specialized agencies as well as international organizations and regional organizations, NGOs, and the academic sector, including through statements in relevant discussions. We are doing this for various reasons. First of all, my country is a developing country, and we have not benefited of we have benefited from the technical support and capacity building for many organizations, and that's why for us it's so important to keep maintaining these cooperation and assistance links. Secondly, throughout our debates, we have also heard about the importance of promoting collaboration with all relevant stakeholders and interlocutors to avoid overlap and duplication. And so for these purposes, that is why it is important to ensure all the participation of all of these organizations. Thank you very much, sir.